but it was also a sense that men should rule in the future. And he declared a new law of succession that restored primogeniture in the male line. It was also in conformity with that of most other monarchies in Europe, but in violation of Peter the Great's idea that the monarch should have the power to choose the person most qualified with the most merit to rule. In other words, Paul tried to revive the tradition of the all-powerful, dominating autocrat, ruling according totally to his personal will and whim, the idea of the Grozny Tsar, but also one with a measure of regularity, hence the primogeniture rule. This is all especially visible, by the way, in his personal style, this sense of him as a Grozny Tsar, as a true, mighty, and awesome autocrat. Except in not the impressive way of the awesomeness, for example, of Ivan IV. In fact, historians have often talked about Paul with terms not like awesome, but more such as capricious, neurotic, manic. In fact, one well-known historian has even referred to Paul as nothing less than a crowned psychopath. And it's well known that Paul had a brutal manner, a strong temper. He often engaged in humiliating and brutal outbursts against people in court, against officials, indeed reminding one, and indeed reminding many Russians, of Peter the Great with his club, except there seemed to be no rhyme or reason as to whom he would lash out against. In fact, he was especially known and feared for frequent dismissals of people from their office, which would be often followed immediately by exile to Siberia. Sometimes this would be right on the parade ground. He didn't like the way an officer was moving or how he led his troops. He would immediately march up to him, declared him dismissed, ordered guards to take him to Siberia. So much had this become part of his reputation, many officers were known to always keep money on hand just in case. Less harmful, but no less degrading, he also forbade all the inhabitants of St. Petersburg to harness more than 2 horses to their carriages. He, of course, often had 3 horses and wanted to make sure that there was a distance between him and any ordinary mortal that might be seen in his vicinity. He also, even more humiliating, required that when his carriage approached in the streets or when he was passing in any way, that everybody stop their carriages, get out, stand on the ground, and bow before him. All of which was particularly degrading and demeaning, especially in the times of year when the streets, which were made of dirt mostly, were quite muddy. Nonetheless, aristocrats had to get down and bow before Paul. He also hated and feared everything associated with France, which he considered to be the land of revolution, and everything about it to somehow be, by definition, revolutionary. And therefore, he banned all French fashions, or French-style fashions, in Russia. Round hats, which were popular in France at the time, were out. Long trousers were forbidden. We're talking about the elite here, of course. One had to wear the short culottes. And of course, long trousers reminded one of the radicalism of the sans-culottes in France, the lower and middle class rebels who were actually called sans-culottes, people without culottes, and therefore he wanted to make sure such things, revolutionary long pants, wouldn't be worn by the Russian elite. He also complained about the way women wore their ribbons in their hair, again, seen as something that seemed rather to smell of France and hence revolution, or even certain hairstyles were banned. He also banned, in a more substantive way, foreign books, foreign travel, even certain words were considered to be somehow subversive by their very foreignness. At the same time, he was, and again part of a familiar Russian tradition, a very religious man. He saw himself as a Christian ruler, as a caring ruler, as the father to his people. Now, all of this is interesting and revealing in its own way, but what's really telling is how elite society reacted to all this. They made it clear they were not going to take this anymore. This was not the sort of rule or style of rule that they could any longer tolerate. They had come a long way, the aristocrats of Russia, from the sort of servile cringing before the Tsar, such as was typical of their Muscovite ancestors. Whatever the Tsar did, however intolerable he was, one bowed down and accepted it. They refused to return to this uncivilized, demeaned, and as they saw it, completely un-Western, uncivilized status. And therefore, when, as you can probably already predict, Paul was deposed and murdered by palace guards in a coup in March of 1801, the response among the upper elite was really, in many ways, almost obscene joy.